Welcome to the AmBOSS International Podcast, Beyond the Textbook. Today, we're joined by one of our amazing ambassadors, Becky Cruz, who is currently studying remotely and has studied medicine in Poland and Germany. Our hosts are AmBOSS physician, Dr. Tanner Schrank, that's me, and AmBOSS International presenter, Sophie Neal.
Thank you, Tanner. So the way we work has been rapidly changing over the last decade, particularly with the increasing number of opportunities now available to work online. In the last 2 years, however, the need to work remotely has been accelerated by the pandemic, and it's had a dramatic impact upon a student's ability to attend physical classes. Studying from home quickly became the new normal, removing the opportunity for physical contact, which has not only left students worldwide without the full university experience, but for many medical students, it's had a dramatic impact upon their clinical years and time on the wards. Although in some cases, medical students have been called forward to assist in the hospital, for the majority, the study experience has become far more isolated and students have had to quickly adapt their study strategies. Today, we're going to be discussing the impact that studying remotely is having upon medical students, how they're overcoming the challenge, and whether or not this new normal is here to stay.
Becky, welcome to the AmBOSS International Podcast. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. My name is Becky. I'm 26 years old. I'm born and grew up in Germany, and I had thought about medicine for quite some time, but I wasn't entirely sure because I wouldn't have gotten into Germany just like that because it's very difficult to get into Germany. So I completed what we call an apprenticeship to become a medical technologist for laboratory work, and then decided to actually study medicine, which I started in Poland. So since, I believe, September 2018, I had studied in Poland in Białystok, which is on the Polish-Belarusian border. And I was one of the lucky few who actually got into Germany just a couple of months ago. So I am now in my fourth year of medical studies. Ultimately, I have managed to change from abroad to Germany.
So you have about 2 years left?
Pretty much, yes. And then we have a practical year in Germany, which is part of the medical studies in Germany.
So you have done your preclinical training. Now you're getting more into the clinic.
Yes.
Okay. We're talking about studying and working remotely, specifically in the context of the pandemic. So what was your personal experience at the start of this COVID-19 pandemic?
In March 2020, I was between my third and my fourth semester. So I was still in my preclinical years. And I actually remember the day that lockdown was announced in Poland that we still had an exam, an immunology exam that we went to. And then suddenly everything was announced to be online. And we all believed, okay, this is going to be a thing of a couple of weeks, maybe even just a few days. And honestly, I was one of the people that just kind of chilled and started watching Netflix and just thought, okay, let's have a break. But then things actually became real and were moved online, which was very, very difficult at first because I believe most of the universities did not have a system in place at that point how to move online. And services such as Google Classrooms were up and coming, so they were constantly being worked on, and there was always something that didn't work, which was extremely frustrating at that time. So there were a lot of issues and a lot of troubles, but then when summer started, it was clear that it was going to stay online, and the first exams happened online, so it just kind of became the new normal very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just mentioned, Becky, that, you know, with that very rapid change to studying online, that it was very difficult in the beginning and it was very frustrating. And, you know, in the beginning, do you remember, how did you feel? Because I remember feeling very uncomfortable kind of moving online for studies very quickly.
It's an interesting question. I think I would have to say there's two feelings. There's like my personal feeling about it, and there's my personal but uni related feeling about it. So on a personal level, you kind of just you started joining these classes, but it was frustrating because you didn't really have the equipment because nobody needed equipment to be able to join online sessions. Yeah. So you'd have non-noise canceling headphones, which would be so difficult if there'd be construction or constant reminders of police cars outside telling you to stay indoors. It's just, there was so much distraction and frustration. But on the other hand, it was nice because you were able to study at your own pace. which is not really possible if you have to be at every single event of the university. And I strongly believe that not everyone can study at their same pace, and not every subject can be studied at the same pace. But at the same time, it made things really difficult because you started procrastinating and everything, and you needed these dates to have things set by. And you don't speak as freely as you would in a class if you're online.
Definitely.
So that was very frustrating. It's gotten better.
Yeah. Do you think it's improved?
I think it has improved. I do think there's still a lot of room for improvement. I think things are moving the right way.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, and very interesting to hear as well your perspective on, you know, social interaction in those settings, because I think really that's something that could be improved a lot. As you said, you get the plus side of being able to study at your own pace. On the downside, you're losing that social interaction.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you mentioned studying at your own pace. So I looked at some studies. One of them, published by the WHO, said 92% of students agree with the idea of saving energy and time through online lectures. So it seems like most students agree with you that if you do it at your own pace, it's better, it's more enjoyable. But then 94% also believe that online lectures are not enough for becoming confident and independent about medical knowledge. So I'd like to talk about, what do you think is the biggest challenge now that you go into your clinical years? Is the biggest challenge not having physical contact with patients, or is it more still an infrastructure problem?
I believe the biggest challenge overall is discipline, because especially when you have lectures that are pre-recorded, you tend to push snooze one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can kind of find your flow. And when it comes to, let me say, self-sufficiency by studying at your own pace, it's not just studying slower, but it's also studying faster, because you can increase the speed on lectures, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As for the clinical aspect and remote learning, one of the biggest things I think is you're not really aware of how non-textbook patients are, because you always learn how the textbook sign, the textbook symptom, but no patient is a textbook patient.
Right.
So that is something that you kind of have to translate from your theoretical knowledge to your practical knowledge. I'm not sure if that can be substituted per se by in-person lectures, but I believe there would be a certain benefit of that.
Yeah. So you mentioned the discipline problem and the getting in-person experience with non-textbook patients. Have you found any ways to overcome these sorts of things?
Very basic to-do lists.
Sure.
They help. And not just writing down to-do lists digitally. For me, it works best if I actually have a written down to-do list on a piece of paper that I can actually tear apart afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very fortunate to do a lot of hospitations. So I just ask doctors, I ask nurses, midwives if I can join them. And so far, I believe everyone has been extremely forthcoming and always let me go in for a day or a week or something. And at the beginning, I didn't really like being honest about it, but now I understand that telling them that you missed out on physiology and that you didn't understand it and could they please explain it is way more efficient than you trying to keep up with it at home, because they will gladly tell you, and everyone feels for you with the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's really good advice, actually. And you could apply that to a lot of things in life, just being honest.
Not just medicine.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. About where you are, because if you can be open and honest with somebody, their understanding of where you're at is going to be much, much higher. I think that's really, really good advice.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to hear how you overcame those challenges. And I was wondering, when did you actually start studying with AMBOSS?
I think it kind of correlated with the pandemic, but by coincidence.
Yeah.
Because I knew of AMBOSS before the pandemic, and I had wanted to use it, but I didn't really think of it. But then with the pandemic, I was using the free trial, and I thought it was super useful because you literally had every textbook within one app, just all of the knowledge and up-to-date knowledge. So that's when I started using it, and it took some time getting used to how it's built up.
Yeah.
But it was so efficient, and I strongly recommend it for everyone because it has every information that you need on it.
Yeah, no, that's really cool to hear. And I think it is something that when we speak to a lot of our students, they did start using Amboss more so during the pandemic, of course, to supplement their online learning. And yeah, really, really happy to hear that it was able to help you.
Yeah, I think a couple specific features of Amboss could really help students who are struggling with studying remotely or studying from home. And I would point out the courses that you can follow along on amboss.com. We break down all the information you need to cover to be prepared for, let's say, your pediatrics course. And then we also have guides for actual clerkships. So if you want to know what you're missing, what you would normally see in the OBGYN ward, for example, we have that all written up in a clerkship survival guide. And then for people who have self-discipline problems, we have a study planner. So you can not only follow along with our guides on how to study for exams, but you can also input your own exam, tell us when you're taking the test, and then we'll tell you what to study and when. And then it keeps you on track week by week. So you can really keep learning as well as you can from home or wherever you're studying.
Yeah, I think that the functions of Amboss are quite extensive. And the more you understand the app, and well, not just the app, but the web version of it as well, the more efficient the app becomes, because you can use so many different areas. Like Tana just said, you can go into a clinical guide, but you can also just quickly look up the side effects of a specific drug for a pediatric patient group, for example. So yeah, you really have everything at once.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's true.
I read that a majority of students surveyed used the internet for participating in study groups and discussions. So do you think studying from home had a negative impact on you with your classmates? So making these relationships?
I think it's positively and negatively influenced it. This obviously comes from me having already started to study, which is completely different than someone who would have started in the first pandemic summer, because I already knew my classmates. On the one hand, you kind of had the filtering. You kind of realized who you would still stay in contact with and who you wouldn't. So that can be both positive and negative. And on the other hand, we did have some study groups. For me personally, at the beginning of the pandemic, so the entire first 8 months of it, basically all of the rest of 2020, online studying didn't really work for me. I didn't like it. Now that it's become more normal, I actually voluntarily, you know, call my friends and we'll just be on FaceTime on the one device and study on the other one, because it just keeps you accountable for what you're doing and you stop scrolling. Plus, you don't have your phone at hand to, you know, accidentally open Instagram. Yeah. So, yeah, both positive and negative, but I cannot even start thinking about what it must have done to people starting their studies. Because having changed to Germany now, I kind of know what it feels like being new at a place. And if I was to imagine I am an 18-year-old starting my medical studies this way, I think I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's so difficult to establish a relationship with even just one person online that you've never met before, maybe. But when you're talking about an entire cohort of people that you've never met before and you're trying to figure yourself out and figure out the groups of people you might want to fall into.
Yeah. If you have a lecture or if you have a seminar or anything, you kind of just stay, you mingle, you talk. Nobody does that online. You just log out and you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes the social aspect away completely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as well, I mean, it was really interesting to kind of learn more as we went through everything from the beginning about this kind of Zoom fatigue. And, you know, I think in the beginning, at least in my experience, people were doing a lot more social activities online. We all started watching a movie every week together, you know, at the same time and press and play at the same time, 100 people, which was really, really good fun. But that really quickly petered out because everyone got so sick of being online.
Right. So you talked about how your studies were impacted by the pandemic at the beginning. You talked a little bit about how it's going now. If you had to zoom out and look at the study from home situation as it evolved over the pandemic and currently continues to evolve, how would you sum it up? So would you say that it's like 75% online, 25% in the hospital?
For me personally, it's probably somewhere around 85%, 90% online. But this is speaking, coming from Poland, going to Germany. Yeah. So I know that my Polish classmates in fourth year are in hospital a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. And it's interesting how it's been in different countries. I really agree with you, Becky. I mean, in terms of my reference would be Germany, but I really think there was a massive amount that had to be done in terms of transferring everything online because Germany was such a paper country. And they had to do it so quickly. And even now, you know, when you use websites, you think, why is this not working? It's something that I'd say that's definitely been a positive, digitalization. And something that you can do with Amboss is actually share your notes from the article function, which I think is really cool and something our students that are studying remotely use a lot. And you can also now do this with the question bank function. So you can share your questions, which is quite new. So definitely check that out if you're working on questions and maybe you want to work on questions together.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know about the question function. I knew about the notes. I use the notes function because it's really nice to kind of add whatever, you know, niche thing your professor says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking forward to one day when we're post-pandemic, what do you think about studying from home in that scenario? And what do you see for the future for medical students?
I think primarily flexibility. I think we will keep that. So I hope we will keep that. And the understanding of the autonomy of a student, you know, a student studies at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
I also hope, but unfortunately, I don't think so, that we take home how much of a mental aspect socializing is.
Personally, I totally agree. I think it should be the future. And I think it makes sense that in the beginning, we had to focus more on the practicalities of getting everything online and the functionality and the forms and the digitization. And we have missed out now on the social aspect, which is incredibly important, if not sometimes more so important, because it's really what's having an impact on people's mental health. So I completely agree. And I hope that that's where the future of, you know, online learning and digitization is going, because I think if it doesn't go that way, there's going to be a big impact, not just on students at university, but on students who are going from kindergarten into middle school, into high school. You know, there's going to be a knock-on effect. And it's really, really important that we focus on the social side as much as the practical side.
Yeah, good point. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Keep up the motivation. It gets better one day.
Yeah, thanks so much, Becky. It's been so awesome to chat with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. We've learned a lot. It's been so great having you join us. And Becky, thank you for being so fantastic and sharing your personal experiences of studying from home. We hope that this episode is going to give other students lots of inspiration moving forward as we continue to study remotely. If you've got any great tips on how you've been studying in medical school but from home, we'd really love to share them. So please send them to us by email. And if you entitle it International Podcast, you can send it to hello@amboss.com. We'd really love to read some out in our next episode. Today, we've talked about lots of different things, how to tackle the ongoing challenge of studying remotely as a medical student, tips on how to ensure you're taking care of yourself and how the experience of studying from home is evolving. Head to the links in the description to read more about studying remotely and some links to Amboss platform tutorials that can help to enhance your remote learning experience. Coming up next time, we will be discussing life after medical school and what non-clinical opportunities are out there for medical graduates. So we hope to see you then.
Don't forget, you can check out the Amboss platform for your medical studies and sign up for a free 5-day trial at amboss.com. The Amboss blog can also be found at blog.amboss.com/US. And all information about our Amboss podcast and the Amboss platform can be found at go.amboss.com/internationalpodcast. Thanks. See you next time.